all of this wonderful stuff in vibrational escrow. I'm not moving toward the wonderful stuff in vibrational escrow. In other words, you just, that's all it is, just thought by thought. Just try to let your thoughts move downstream. They naturally want to. That's what you want to be aware of. And don't make it a problem if they're upstream. We don't care if you make 100 upstream statements in a row. You know what that would do? If you were to get on an upstream rampage, you know what it would do? It would make you really, really want to go downstream. So you can't lose in this. In other words, all it does is make this, the more you paddle upstream, the stronger the downstream current is. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Oh, so I have a big, okay.
Oh, yeah, you do. So the minute you let go of the oar, which is why you want to meditate or quiet your mind or appreciate, right, that fast-moving current pulls you in the direction of what you want. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. All right, more troublemakers. We're looking for specific trouble here. Yes, you. Further forward? Yes.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure what specific trouble I have to offer.
Mostly we're just playing with you.
I'm glad.
Mostly.
At the beginning of the cruise, I thought, I have a question. I'm sure no one's going to ask that. But within the first answer, you already put that out of my misery. So I've sort of got to reiterate it a bit.
That's because you are communicating vibrationally. This mm-hmm. gathering happened before any of you dragged your bodies here. In other words, this is what we're doing now is just fleshing it out.
Yeah. Okay. Quite often when I'm thinking about my own desires, I say to myself, I'll do that in my next life. I won't bother with it now because I'm really happy with the desires that I have. And these things that come up from time to time, I just think, well, I'll attend to that another time, I'm sure. And I wanted to ask you, does that go into vibrational escrow for a future time?
Not with that limp offering.
So I've got to be a bit more deliberate about that. Okay.
The kind of things that go into that vibrational offering from which you are born again are those things that you feel vivacious and excited about. Mm. In other words, your lifetimes do leap one from the other, from the other, from the other, from the other. Right. But you have to understand that once you reemerge into non-physical, you are so whole and well and secure that you really don't need to worry about managing next time from this time.
That's what I thought you might say, actually. A couple of years ago, I went on the Mexican Riviera cruise with you. And after that cruise, I really asked myself, what is it that I want to be doing in my life that I'm not doing now? And I came to the conclusion that I wanted to soar like an eagle. And it, in more ways than one, I wanted to physically fly, as well as I wanted my spirit to fly while I was doing that. And I came to the conclusion that I wanted to paraglide. So I got into that. And
before you go further,
sure,
we want to just, if you can transport yourself back to those feelings and mm-hmm. those thoughts when you were first having them.
Yeah.
Do you think that that thought about gliding in some sort of a contraption, do you think it was an upstream thought or a downstream thought?
I think it was downstream.
So, were you, and we're going to take you at your word, we're not trying to guide you here, we're just wanting to poke at it a little bit. Were you trying to fill